Well, here we are, and good evening to everyone. This is January 15th, 2013. We have moved through a very pivotal time energetically and also emotionally, and it's very fascinating that we have moved through what some considered another end of the world to rise up and be reborn again here in 2013 in a whole new vibration. Now, what's interesting about this in relation to the chakra work that we're doing is that the distraction of the quote-unquote end of the world energy that was permeating the media and some folks is gone, and therefore the actual vibrational energy and the frequencies that are coming into the planet are now able to actually do their work in a more clear and more powerful and profound way. And so what seems to be happening for many, including myself, is that some of the energies feel even more intense. And what that means is the cleansings that are going on specifically related to second chakra seem to be even more profound. But they're doing a very, very powerful and significant work on helping each of us to clear out things that we have been perhaps unwilling or unaware of from the past. And those clearings and those cleansings of energy are allowing us to reclaim the vibration and the truth of our being. So it's very fitting that we start off this new year working second chakra, because what this will do is to allow us to do just that, to come back to a place of center and come back to a place of greater clarity so that we can experience this dimension more in alignment with the design that we are. So there's some very, very powerful elements and energies that have been working to kind of distract, let's just say that, distract the second chakra and make it an energetic cesspool, if you will, for the unexpressed and for the unprocessed moments of living that we've had either in this life, through our childhood, through our experiences, and even from past life elements. So the second chakra is designed to hold the frequencies related to specific elements of our life, like our woundings, our any abuses, any elements that are compromising our creativity, that are influencing our passion and our sensuality and our sexuality and our level of joy. All of these elements are influenced by that second chakra energy, and when it is purring beautifully, then we are in our vitality and we are in a place where we are able to access, really like a childlike joy, the beauty and the magnificence of this dimension. When it is not in alignment, in other words, the vibration of the chakra is lower than its keynote frequency, then basically what begins to happen is conditions show up. Now, any of those things I just delineated can be expressing themselves. Depression is an element of the second chakra. It's also an element of the first and really kind of also an element of the third. But the main emotional frequency of this chakra is fear. And because we live in a culture, in a society, in a world, if you will, that is invested in fear as a vehicle to manipulate, perhaps to control, to influence, to change, to hold certain patterns of thinking in place, all of this energy impacts itself in this second chakra. Now, the second chakra itself is about 2 inches below the navel. If you're into martial arts, it's called the Dantian in one persuasion. It is really, in a sense, the center of our physical being. And this particular chakra governs the energies of the small intestine, of the large intestine, of the kidneys, of the lower back. And when the energies are not released, what begins to happen is it slows down, and sooner or later we begin to get physical callings. And these physical callings, when they are attended to and responded to and subsequently release any energy that is being called up to be released there, then all is well. When we ignore it through how we were taught and trained to medicate or ignore emotion or to turn off those elements of awareness, then what begins to happen is the callings are louder and stronger, and eventually a condition or a dis-ease develops, which so often gets our attention. I think on every one of the calls that I've done so far, I go ahead and express this kind of medical model that seems to work so well in relation to energy and how vibration influences us, and the unexpressed old energies of our experience of life begin to come back and seek their release. We are by design a being and a field that cleanses and clears energy as it is experienced. When we interrupt the flow, then the body will store that information and attempt to get our attention to release. So the second chakra is just a very, very potent and powerful place. It's where we reclaim our zest for living. So without any more information, let's just get on into the activities tonight. So I'm excited about all of these. I have some different things to bring to you tonight. Oh, I did want to make a comment. We have started the second cycle of these chakra tunings. And it's been a year since we came up with the idea, and we've been doing this. Some of you have been with me the whole time. Some of you come and go and experience it when you feel the calling. I do want to let you know, because there were some questions regarding whether it's just going to be the same old, same old. I do want you to know that the evolution continues to occur within me as well as with the planet itself. And about once every 7 months, each chakra comes around to be worked with. Unless we are taking this kind of information and applying it on a daily or at least a weekly basis to really clear and cleanse our chakras on a regular routine, then chances are that we've compromised ourselves energetically, and something like this has value. Now, if you're in the process of really having a great program where you are regularly clearing, especially the second chakra and the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, then you're probably in a very good state, and you can just take the information given in any one of these evenings and just keep doing that, and you will be in great shape, and you don't need to do these anymore. Having said that, it's nice to get together with a collective frequency and go ahead and work and clear things. So I'm going to continue offering these in a sequence, and sometimes I'll change the sequence. In fact, I may even in the next month's event use just do a clearing of all seven chakras, maybe all nine chakras, in a sequence, so you can experience what that is like to go through that process. Not sure yet, but I'll be posting a schedule for the year here in the weeks to come, and I will let you know by email. So if we start to look at the support page that I hope you have in front of you, let's go ahead and start with the Tibetan protection chant that's at the top of the page. This is the Hung Vajra Pei. It basically, when it is spoken, it calls the frequency of all the times it has been spoken with the pure intention to create a field of protection and a vibration around us. So these mantras are very potent because they have the collective frequency. We can call them to support ourselves. And it's a good idea when we're working with energy to go ahead and consciously put ourselves in a safe space so that we can make sure that we just support the frequency of who we are as opposed to aligning and pulling in lower vibrational energies. So we're going to say the Hung Vajra Pei seven times. Here we go. Hung Vajra Pei. 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 And so it is. Now, also in alignment with protecting ourselves and also reminding us of who we are and who have always been, I've stumbled upon this notion of working with our birth name. Now, the birth name itself carries the frequency of who we have been through all of our incarnations. And the specific name that we chose and was applied to our frequency in this incarnation, when it is spoken, it pulls the cells and the awareness back to the point of the original design. Not only does it really bring us back to that original awareness, it also goes and calls all of the angelic energies, the etheric forces, the guides, the teachers, the support beings who are aligned to the specific frequency of you and the specific frequency of me. And in addition, the third thing is very much like the Hung Vajrapa, speaking the name puts a cocoon of light and energy and vibration around us to keep our own frequency pure and not allow frequencies to come in unless we choose to be open to those. So we're going to speak our name seven times in honor of the seven directions, the north, south, the east, the west, the above, the below, and the within. So speak your first, your middle, your last name that you were given at birth, and we'll do it seven times. Mark Stanton Welch, 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 Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. So it is. So you'll see underneath the word sacral chakra, you have a tone. It says D, U, phonetic. Every one of the chakras has a keynote, if you will. It's a frequency that will bring the general alignment of that particular chakra. And I say general because each of us is actually a very specific reflection of that general frequency by a very small amount. So when we start using these particular tones, what we do is we bring the chakra back to close to being in line, and then we can actually work with it specifically. And I can show you how to do that here in a moment. But what we're going to do is to hold this tone, and we're going to use the phonetic. The phonetic itself is the actual, it's the tool that focuses the sound into that particular chakra. And it's very interesting because the body cavity is a resonance chamber. And by using that and the frequency of the pitch itself, we find that it actually ends up vibrating right at the area where the chakra is. And when we do this, we access it, when we start to shove anything off and to clear anything off that is of a lower vibration. Now, let me remind you, we've done the Earth Star and the Soul Star, the Earth Star being 18 inches below the feet. And through the Earth Star, the earth energy comes up and it cleanses and empowers through the left leg and then washes through the body and then moves out through the right leg back down through the soles of the feet, the sole of the right foot, into that Soul Star chakra where that energy is then used by Earth itself. So we're going to keep that roto-rooter kind of process, that cyclical process of the movement of the vibration through us as we work with our chakra tonight. So keep that in mind. So we're going to hold this pitch, and we're going to hold the phonetic ooh, and be aware of that area two or three inches below the navel. Ooh. One more. Notice that the actual the sacral chakra there is starting to vibrate a little bit. I noticed and I felt that within my own as we were holding that sound. And do know that just because we're on the phone, it doesn't mean that the vibration is not crossing through the ethers here and through the air and finding its way into us by just the very nature of intention and the collective intention that we're carrying here. So do know that a lot is going on as we do this experience. There's a couple things about holding and sustaining a sound like that. There are a couple indicators that will give you some idea about how the chakra, the health of the chakra in the moment. If you find that you're unable to sustain a pitch because the breath just dissipates very quickly, That's typically an indication that there's a lot of imbalance in that area. And the way to work through it is just to continue giving it sound. And you will find over maybe up to 3 minutes of working with sound on that, that you will actually be able to then extend a longer breath and a longer sound and hold that because you've cleared out some of the resistance in that area and some of the old old energies that are there. And in addition, if you find that the pitch you're attempting to hold is wavering and moving all over the place, that also is an indicator that there's some blockage in that chakra. And again, keep with it, keep working with it, and then you will find that when you reach a point where your pitch is sustained and it's held for a long duration, then you find you've reached a place back where you're in balance. And so it's a nice sort of fail-safe system that can give good feedback for us at any time. Now, if you don't have a pitch reference, we actually can use the body cavity and the resonance chamber of that and the voice to actually find and locate specifically where it is in our body. So let me just demonstrate that very quickly. I'll start with a higher pitch using the ooh phonetic and let it descend and drop down into my body until it feels like it zeroes in right in that particular chakra area, the sacral chakra. Ooh. Okay, that particular pitch, ooh, is certainly not the one we use, but it is a harmonic of that. That is the pitch for me in this body cavity in this moment in time that is actually resonating both the front and the back of that chakra. So I would use that frequency to go ahead and bring it back into an alignment that way. So just to tuck that away, because every one of the chakras has a frequency and it also has a phonetic that will help to tune in. And if you know those phonetics and if you have the idea and the pitch, then you can actually go ahead and clear those out on a regular basis. So let's scoot now down to something that I wanted to do the last time but didn't do. And this is called the violet flame process. It's in the middle of the page. Now, the violet flame process comes through the ascended master. And an ascended master is a being who has lived earth lives, really worked to clarify and clear their vibration and reached a place of total awareness where they could leave the planet or not. Every one of these ascended masters left the planet, but they decided to stay close to be able to use their awareness and their influence to go ahead and help and support humanity and for those who are open to the assistance. And so they basically are maintaining a frequency in the fifth dimension, which is invisible to us, but certainly influential to us. And they oversee certain elements, specifically the colored rays. And in this case, Saint Germain has the purple or the violet ray and oversees that frequency coming into the planet to make sure that it's pure and powerful. So we're going to do in a minute the invocation to Saint Master. Why don't we do this first? We'll actually do that. So we're going to call in Saint Germain with this particular song. And with that intention, we're going to call in the frequency of the purple ray. And then we'll do the violet flame process. So here's how it goes. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray. Transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man, and lay me in the arms of a liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. We go. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray. Transform me with a violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray. Return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man, and lay me in the arms of liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Last time, calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. And oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of liberation, teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. And so it is. So it is. So with these songs, which are called intentional songs or invocations, we are specifically intending this frequency to support us. And so it is. And so we shall use it now in what's called the violet flame process. So this idea of this process has actually come from something called the I Am Discourses, which were, I think they began in the 20s, 30s, up in Mount Shasta. And they have to do with decrees and statements and declarations of very powerful intention, and they are working specifically with the Ascended Masters. They are also working with what are considered space beings and other energies that are overseeing the galactic area of the universe, the galactic center of this particular constellation that we're in. So there's a lot of stuff that's very interesting and going on, and whether you believe it or not doesn't mean whether it's happening or not. But I think it's really fun to be expansive and open, because the truth is, as we clear second chakra, what we begin to experience then is the blockages and the resistance based on fear that have kept us ignorant, if you will, start to release, and when they go away, then we are allowed to be greater receptors of the energy and of the information of the guidance that is coming into us in a fairly constant level. So it's like bonus information. Not only do we get to clear the energetic debris that is holding us back from just our vitality, but then we get to open up now to even receiving greater information and more clarity about what's going on in this particular part of the universe. Now, I would like you to hold a couple of visualizations. We're going to do two things. We're bringing up the violet flame from the feet as well as bringing it down from above. So first of all, I'd like you to draw a circle, if you will, just at your feet, around your feet, about just wider than your shoulders, if you will. And it's a circle that's just a bit wider, so that literally a cylinder, you can stand inside this cylinder. We're going to draw up the flame coming up as a cylinder around the body. So let's go ahead and do that right now, and then we'll have the other part of it descend from above. So if you will, see a violet flame, a purple flame, that literally is in a circular form around you. It's not a matter of heat. This is strictly energy. And begin to visualize it, get the sense, make it up if you have to get just put this into place and start to feel it and see it and invite it to come rise up, and as it rises up, it literally is bringing a cylinder of the violet flame completely around us. So when it passes the crown, when it's above the head, then we literally are in this cylinder, this frequency cylinder of this violet flame fire. Hold this particular energy and hold this vision as you now bring it down through the crown, another beam of light that goes to the heart, and in the heart it activates a violet flame. Perhaps you've seen a picture of Christ Jesus with a violet flame in the heart. This is relating to that frequency. So you're going to have this vibration in the heart as well as the cylinder around you. And hold these particular visions as we speak these words from the violet flame process. We are going to speak with an intention, a pure intention, that this is so. These are not simple words. They are not. They are very powerful in their intention. They are very powerful in their capacity. So we're going to clear out all the stuff that is of a lower frequency within us. Here we go. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. All right, and so that is. Now, this is a process you can call in at any time you're feeling discomfort. Even if you hold the vision of standing in the cylinder of the violet flame or pulling the violet flame down through the crown chakra into the heart and letting it expand to literally consume your body in the violet flame, you will be doing the work of cleansing out any lower vibration that is unwelcome at the time. So I invite you to use that and to keep, you don't even need to use the words, although the words are very useful and very helpful, and it is the pure intention from these words. But once again, once it's in the cells, once you've had the experience, you remember an element of it and you can call it forth again. Let's move up towards the top of the page. There's a song there called Carry That Load that some of you have used before, and it definitely is a song about letting go. Second chakra is about letting go. It's about surrendering resistance. The second chakra is the element of water. The water and the emotion is the element that moves through this particular chakra. So the more fluid we are, the more flowing, the less restrictive we are, the more the second chakra energy flows, and the more we are clear in that area, which then gives us back, I keep saying it, our vitality, our joy, our creativity, our passion, our sensuality. All of those elements reveal and come back to them, to us, and we are able to be really just like innocent children experiencing the world for the first time. It's a sweet, sweet thing. So this song, Carry That Load, has grown in a sense that instead of just carrying that load no more, we're going to delineate what it is we're specifically choosing to lay down. So I ain't going to carry that load no more. I'm going to carry that load. I'm going to take that pain, lay it down, down, down. I'm going to carry that load. I'm going to let go, going to let go. And then the list below, pain, anger, fear, dis-ease, sadness, will go through those. So I'll start it off. If you know it, you can sing it there. It's going to take about 5 to 10 minutes because we got a lot of ones to let go. So I'm going to ask you, each time we go through any of these and claim it, whether it's pain or anger or fear, just get the sense that all of that frequency, all of that old stuff is moving right down the right leg, cleansing out of that second chakra or anywhere else it's being held within the body, out the right leg to be used as vibration and energy by the planet herself. Here we go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load.
gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Pain. I ain't gonna carry that pain no more. I ain't gonna carry that pain. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that pain no more. I ain't gonna carry that pain. I let go. Yes, I let go. Anger. I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I'm gonna take that anger, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I let go. Oh, I let go. Fear ain't gonna carry that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. Yes, I take that fear, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. I let go. Yes, I let go. Dis-ease. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease no more. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease. I'm gonna take that dis-ease, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease no more. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease. I let go. Yes, I let go. Sadness. I ain't gonna carry that sadness no more. I ain't gonna carry that sadness. Yes, I take that sadness, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that sadness no more. I ain't gonna carry that sadness. I let go. I let go. Hesitation. I ain't gonna carry hesitation no more. I ain't gonna carry hesitation. I take the hesitation, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry hesitation no more. I ain't gonna carry hesitation. Yes, I let go. Oh, I let go. Judgment. I ain't gonna carry that judgment no more. I ain't gonna carry that judgment. I'm gonna take that judgment, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that judgment no more. I ain't gonna carry that judgment. Yes, I let go. Oh, I let go. Doubt. I ain't gonna carry that doubt no more. I ain't gonna carry that doubt. I'm gonna take that doubt and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that doubt no more. I ain't gonna carry that doubt. Oh, I let go. I let go. Confusion. I ain't gonna carry that confusion no more. I ain't gonna carry that confusion. I'm gonna take that confusion, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that confusion no more. I ain't gonna carry that confusion. I let go. I let go. Attachments, I ain't gonna carry those attachments no more. I ain't gonna carry those attachments. I'm gonna take those attachments, lay them down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry those attachments no more. I ain't gonna carry those attachments. I let go. Oh, I let go. Lack. I ain't gonna carry that lack no more. I ain't gonna carry that lack. I'm gonna take that lack, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that lack no more. I ain't gonna carry that lack. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Beliefs. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs no more. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs. I'm gonna take my beliefs and lay them down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry my beliefs no more. I ain't gonna carry my beliefs. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Limitations. I ain't gonna carry limitations no more. I ain't gonna carry limitations. I'm gonna take the limitations, lay them down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry limitations no more. I ain't gonna carry limitations. I let go. Oh, I let go. Hate. I ain't gonna carry that hate no more. I ain't gonna carry that hate. I'm gonna take that hate and lay it down, 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 down. Ain't gonna carry that hate no more. I ain't gonna carry that hate. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Back to load. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I take that load, I lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I let go. Oh, I let go. And so it is. So it is. So obviously you can see, you can put any word you want in there, but by using the word, it specifically is an invitation energetically within the body system to release anything aligned with that. So it's useful. And I've used words in there that I don't normally, as a New Age guy, use, even the word hate. But I'll tell you, I just did some work the other day, and it's really related to second chakra. I've discovered a process called somatic experience, that's S-E, and basically it's really being very aware of what the body is saying through sensation, through any kind of calling, and then following that calling to invite the release of that energy. Because the calling of the body is typically when we get sensation, when we get pain, when we get other things, it's usually something that's ready to release, something that's been held within the body for a long time. So giving it awareness first, then giving it attention, and then giving it an invitation to move will usually lead to the actual release of what the energy is below it. And I was doing some work on just paying attention to something that's been going on in my body, and lo and behold, it came out
when it showed itself as the words, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And I did that for almost 2 minutes, saying those words to the particular frequency in the being that I needed to say that to. And my you know, conscious self was going, wow, I don't use those kinds of words. What am I doing here? But I'll tell you, at the end of that, I felt so clear. I felt so, you know, alive, and I felt so much love. Because in a sense, whatever that vibration, whatever that old residue that was in there had compromised me such that it was interfering with my vitality, with my expression, my passion, my happiness, my joy, and how it was showing up in the world. So second chakra is the direct invitation to pay attention to the body. It's the direct invitation to begin to experience the full gamut of emotion and realize that the emotion is really just flowing through us like water. It's a temporary experience, and it usually leaves us when it's done and it is moved in a higher vibration and a clearer state. We are taught in this culture to not pay attention, in fact, even repress emotion, and especially for men. You know, the whole thing about crying for men is just to armor ourselves and not to feel or show any pain. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. So part of the invitation of these times, because there's so much sensation going on for everybody that I know of, is that we're learning to pay attention and to tune into our bodies, because that is the frontier. That is the home that we've been seeking, in my opinion. And as we go back and clear that out, we reclaim and reawaken that which we are. Wow, what a great thing. And so the whole self-help movement about seeking this and this answer is not even necessary anymore, because everything is contained within us. So let's go down to the mantras in the middle of the page and sort of begin to experience some of the power of these particular mantras. The first one, the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, is an invitation to clear out emotional debris. So you can see we're just going ahead and clearing things out here. It allows us, once we've cleared out the emotional debris, we can then have a clarity to open up the subconscious mind to optimism and to be fertile ground for new ideas and new perspectives. And it opens the heart to begin to clear up the misunderstanding. Now, mantras are traditionally spoken words in a sort of sing-song way, where they are intended. They've been around for a long, long time, and all the times they've been intended, the frequency and the energy behind that is brought up when we speak them. They are powerful, so we bring all of that energy to us when we claim these mantras. Typically, this is spoken 108 times. We're going to do it 25 times just tonight, so you get the feel of what it sounds like. And then I invite you, if you choose to, a couple times a day, do it 108 times, and you'll begin to really experience how the emotional world begins to clear out. Use these mantras. So here we go. It sounds like Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. So we're going to do that another 23 times. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, 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 Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Two more. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. And so it is. Once again, we would go on with 108 if you were to begin to follow the practice of this mantra. The idea is that you choose a mantra like this, you do it for 40 days so the vibration can really work itself. At least two times a day, morning and evening, and then as many times as you can bring it in. Once you start working, then you find that they're in your mind, they're in your being on a constant basis, and they're doing their work as long as is necessary. Right below it, you have another mantra, the Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti 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 Om Shanti 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 Om. And this basically is designed to clear fear. What a powerful mantra this is, because it takes the energy of fear and literally evaporates it. So we have the option, when we are experiencing fear and we recognize that, again, that our body is giving us the clues and the information that we are in fear, which it will do right away, and if we pay attention, we can begin to choose conscious ways to deal with the fear as opposed to letting the fear be the wash over us, be the thing that washes over us and controls us. Fear is eradicated, or at least when it is brought to light, fear dissipates when light comes in. In other words, when we start to see the parameters of what it is. So much fear is an imagined outcome. So much fear is not supported by the facts. So the more information we find out about the thing we fear, the less we are fearful of it, in other words. Now, having said all that, that is all good. And to use a mantra like this when we start to get the sensation that fear is around us is a powerful thing to do. So we're going to sing this through three times. I'm going to sing it for you right now, and then if you want to join in, please do. Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Om. Again. Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Om. One more time. Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti Savabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Om. And so it is, so it is. I'm going to invite you right now on the count of three to speak your true name, to speak your first, your middle, your last name, like we did in the beginning. I think we did that in the beginning. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Now, with all this stuff moving off of us, it's good to go back to center. It's good to go back to the place of clarity. Let's move now to the bottom of the page. And we see there an affirmation. An affirmation is a phrase, a powerful statement that replaces a worn thought, a belief system, and it's empowered by repetition and vocalization. So we're just going to go ahead and claim this one and speak it out loud together. We'll do it two times. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. All frequencies unexpressed from my life events are now fully released, and so it is. One more time. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions, in all my energy bodies, any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. All frequencies unexpressed from my life events are now fully released, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. See, as we release these frequencies, what's left behind? You know, some people are concerned about, you know, losing, you know, who am I without all of this stuff? Well, we're more powerful is what we are. What we're losing is the energetic impact and the influence in terms of the negative influence and the disempowering energy of these things that have been unexpressed. What happens is once the energy is moved, we still have the memory of the experience. It becomes a vehicle for our own teaching, for our own awareness, for stories that we may want to share in terms of support for a success that we've had. It could be something that is the basis of a screenplay you want to write. But the main thing to remember is that we're not under the influence, the direct influence of the energy that is still held within us, because that brings down our vibration. Once we release it, like through all of the things we've been doing and in any other of these chakra classes, we regain our clarity to the point that we just have information now that we're not necessarily being compromised by. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Let's go up now to trust what I feel. I've already alluded to the idea that feelings essentially have been turned off. And even with the fact when people, they call it breaking down, when you start to cry and you start to emote, or, you know, losing it, they call it. You know, this whole thing on control is just a way to keep everything aligned and in a box that doesn't allow us to have any vitality. And so in that constriction, we are limited in our experience of this life. That is just not the way that the design is. So it's time to really release that and let that go. And one way to do that is to become aware of the body's signals. And one of the main signals is through sensation, and the other is through emotion. To become emotionally literate is a very, very conscious and clear thing to do. In other words, to notice when emotion is moving through the body. The moments of living cause emotion. That is what this dimension is about. So being here, we don't want to not use emotion, because we're here because it has emotion as an element of the experience, which is very unique from what I understand. So let us feel fully. That doesn't mean that we just are quote-unquote out of control on a regular basis. It just means, like the clouds, these emotions come through. Sometimes they storm. Sometimes they have wind. But they always pass and move on. That's always what happens. So we're going to use this song here that comes from a CD called The Wise Child. Now, you notice this one is underlined. If you click that, you'll go to the Wise Child CD and listen to a sample of it, and even actually download it or get the CD if you'd like. So here's how it goes. Things, see, I changed the key for this purpose. Things happen and I respond. To this I am aware, of this I am aware. Usually a feeling comes, seems like from nowhere. I can't ignore, I can deny. Try to think it through. And all along the feeling tried to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel. I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real as real can be. As real can be. Again, things happen and I respond. Of this I am aware. Usually a feeling comes, seems like from nowhere. I can ignore, I can deny, but try to think it through. And all along the feeling try to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real, as real can be. As real as real can be. As real can be. Cha-cha-cha. So it is on that. This song is actually quite interesting because it really gives you a technique to actually work with feeling. Things happen, and I respond, okay, and become aware. The feeling comes like just out of nowhere, but really it's energy moving that is ready to cleanse and clear from the body that has been triggered by either a thought or an experience or some sort of sense information. You can ignore it, deny it, try and think it through, and usually that's a waste of time. But the feeling itself is the vehicle that's giving us the information. And as we tune in and listen to that, we can get information, ideas, or we can just move energy. And sometimes it comes out as emotional experience. But if we trust that and trust the wisdom of the body, we are going to find that the second chakra is a clear and smooth and purring element of our particular body and of all of our energy bodies. And in other words, we get our zest for living back. Okay, let me see here. Okay, let's just go right below here. And I've used this song before in this particular chakra, and I think it's very relevant. My life is unwritten. And basically, because the second chakra is about surrender and trusting the vitality and the magnificence of the moment itself, because in that moment, there is the revelation of what comes next. And as we pay attention to that, all this energy is working to give us exactly what is necessary for us to grow and to experience the beauty of this dimension. If we pay attention to the moment, if we are living in the past, we are trying to pull up influence and finding that we're compromised and living out fears. If we're looking towards the future, then all of that is influencing the future that we're worried about. When we live in the moment, we learn to react from that place. And when I learn to react from that place, the body mechanism flows, and things work the way they were designed to work, and specifically the emotion and the energy cleansing that occurs. You know, mostly what we're doing here, let me say this, is that I'm inviting you to draw a line in the sand that says no more. No more will I retain and hold on to these frequencies and energies that do not serve me. I will allow whatever it takes for me to release these things as they happen or very, very closely to when they happen. If I'm having an emotional experience and I'm not in a position where I can release it, then when I get away and have my privacy or my separation, I'm going to do whatever it's necessary to move that energy. I do not in any way, under any circumstance, want to hold anything ever again. It's just not worth it. So at the very least, we're preventing and reducing the idea of it even coming in and not adding to what's there. Then we just have a finite amount of energy to work with. Boy, we're getting right up to the 8 o'clock time here. So it looks like the My Life is Unwritten will be the last thing that we're going to do together. I will stay online and do the other songs so that you have those. The recording will be available. I'll send you out a link in the morning, and you'll have that to go back and listen to and to work with. And I hope that you're doing that. My life is unwritten. No path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in the whisper of home. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shiva Om. Shiva Om. More time. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from the moments I choose. So if I want beauty to be that I am, let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow.
in the whisper of home. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shiva Om. Shiva Om. Shiva Om. So it is. Well, I'm delighted that you chose to be a part of this evening. I know it served your vibration. I hope it served your spirit. As a closing, let's just quickly move down to the Egyptian aqua cord cutting mantra process. Literally, what this does is it clears any cords, energy cords, that are attached at your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras with any other energies around you. Anytime you get around any living being, these cords are sent out really just as support, as getting information, as getting energy. And sometimes we walk away with these cords, they're all attached to us, and we're dragging a bunch of baggage. This particular process will go ahead and clear that. It's from Egyptian Huna. The aqua cords are cut with the hands, as we say, sahedap na, sahedap na, and the hands act like knives cutting across the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. So use that, and we'll go through the process saying it seven times. We're cutting and releasing so that we can stand in our own presence and power. Sa head up na, 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 sa head up na. Two more. Sa head up na, sa head up na. So it is, and flick that energy down into the ground, and so it is. Be aware of your feet on the earth and your presence in your heart, clear and clean in the second chakra. I invite you to take the download, and I invite you to take this and to use these processes, whichever ones work, all of them or even one of them. Thank you so much for being a part of tonight. If you want to stay on and ask a question or so, please do so. Otherwise, I'm going to finish off the recording here and then call it a night. So many blessings to each of you.
Hi, Mark. This is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
I wanted to say goodnight. And I'm glad I took it. I just wanted to say goodnight. This is Phyllis.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm glad I took this again.
Yeah, each one's a little bit different, isn't it?
It is. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you were here. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week. Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right.
Blessings. Good night.
Bye.
You too.
Any other questions or anything of that sort? All right, let me do the rest here. The proclamation at the bottom, this is a statement of intention, and it demands that this is so from the divine love that flows within my being. Whatever fears I may have, I know I have experienced them before. I choose to never experience them again. I choose to forgive all my fears and all my reactions to those fears, transmuting those energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And back up to the song, Love Is All There Is, towards the top of the page. The idea with this song is that the memories, the energetic memories contained within second chakra as well as other chakras, are bits of misinformation from the woundings of life. And they compromise how we view the world and how we experience the world. We're invited in these times to let go of these pictures, if you will, of these energetic memories, so that the truth of our being can then reclaim and take the place of that vibration. And what is coming in is the love vibration, and it's the love energy that is the foundation. It is the frequency of what we are made of, the very fabric of who we are. It is the force within the multiverse, within the entire cosmos. That's what we're talking about. This is what is reclaiming and replacing and inviting us to be in our true essence, at our true frequency. So we are letting go of the old images that have influenced us. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. Two more times. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. Last time. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. So it is, so it is. Down to the bottom of the page. With a clear second chakra, we are able to reclaim our joy and our childlike wonder and our capacity for being fully present to life and spontaneous. And this song, Sunshine, reflects that energy. It's a manual for living from this point forward. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side. Sunshine, I'm always in sunshine. I make my own sunshine. Well, good night, beautiful beings, and thank you for being a part of this chakra clearing. We'll be back in February with a brand new one. I'll let you know what it is. So many blessings to you, and may all your moments dance. Good night.